Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
That's what I said on Spiritual Shock. If it works for you, then let it become you, okay? Let me give you the five rules to life, okay? How you doing? How you doing? How everybody doing? Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast. I got the five rules of life. You know what I'm saying? I recorded this earlier, but it didn't save, so whatever. So I'm going to just record it. It may not be the same way it is, but what I always do is let it flow. It's flowing all day right now. So, you know, you got to let it flow, and you got to take advantage of it as it's flowing all day. All day. It's been flowing all day, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you the five rules to life, okay? These rules are simple, and they seem so simple, but when you go through the phases, it seems more complicated, even though it's still simple, because it's all in your mind. We make things harder than what it is because our mind processes things, and we be like, oh no, that's hard. And once you say it's hard, it becomes hard because, you know, anyway. Rule number one for the rules of life, okay? Accept, trust, believe, and receive your gift, okay? Your gift is what's going to bring you through. Mm-hmm. Your gift is what's going to anoint you, okay? Get you money, get you everything you want and everything you need, okay? And disowning your gift or not being ready for your gift is something that I went through, okay? And once that gift is gone and you start going through life and all its craziness and everything, and then if you're smart, you will be learning and growing and growing. And as you grow, you'll be like, oh, man, my gifts were important all along. Like, this is my gift. This is my life. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like T.D. Jakes says, actually, I'm going to add Steve Harvey on here because I heard Steve Harvey say it a lot of times. Yo, gift will pay your way. That's a word. Your gift will pay your way. Okay? Because even with the other rules, your gift is what's going to make you be able to go through and conquer the other rules and become a professional at it. So even though you may slip and fall, but you're going to get back up and you dust yourself off and try again. Okay? All right. So your gift, respect it, accept it. Okay. And your gift ain't always big. I do have to put this on here too. Your gift is not always like this big. We got this thing in our mind, like our gifts has got to be like fame and money and all that stuff. And some people think they don't have gifts because their gift is just loving, or their gift is just caring. Their gift is giving. You know what I'm saying? Their gift is helping out the homeless or starting a foundation or what. That is still a gift. Love is the greatest gift anyone can have anyway, okay? Love is the most powerful and wonderful, greatest thing in this world. So if your gift is the gift of love, accept it, okay? Because you got one of the most powerful and greatest gifts that any human being on this planet can have, okay? If that's being a mother and being and cooking and cleaning and making sure your kids is all right, being a housewife, that love, because all gifts is going to have its benefits and some things that don't feel like benefits, but it all works out for you in the end, okay? So, you know, like they say, take the good with the bad, but it's all good in the end, okay? Hallelujah. But anyway, so that's number one, gifts. Number two, love yourself, okay? Because even when you don't love yourself, your gift is going to carry you. That's why it's number two, okay? Because we don't always love ourselves, okay? And a lot of times we get taught not to love ourselves, okay? And we get taught about all our flaws and all our mishaps, and we believe everybody. And when they tell us that our dreams can't come true, or when we don't look a certain way or act a certain way, that we ain't no good, and we believe that, and we take that in. And sometimes it starts with your parents, okay? If not your family and friends, sometimes it starts with your parents, okay? And then as you grow up and being kid and bullying and popularity and having this and that, it's all making you lose yourself, okay? So as you grow back in to yourself, and as you keep learning and growing, and as you go through this life, always make loving yourself a priority, okay? because you are what matters in your life, and you can't give what you don't have. So don't be expecting love if you can't love yourself. If you keep breaking up, getting divorces and all that stuff, that's because you need some work to do, boo-boo. Okay? All right? All right? Love yourself. This is going to be more simple, okay? It's number two. Okay? So make sure you do that, boo-boo. Okay? Make sure you work on that, boo-boo. Okay? Because can't nobody do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. Because somebody can tell you you're beautiful, wonderful, and all great and all this stuff all your life and everything. But if you don't believe it, you ain't going to receive it. And if you can't receive it, that means you can't be it. Hallelujah. Okay? Can I get an amen? I'm having church, okay? We having the real church, okay? The church of self, okay? Okay? All right? Knowing, you know what? I ain't even going to go there. Okay? Okay? All right? So loving yourself, okay? Number three, mind your business, okay? Because I want you to really evaluate your life. When you felt all stressed, okay, was it because you were living your life, doing your thing, or did you feel more stressed and feel stressed when you start minding other people's business? Hello? Were you depressed when you was kicking it by yourself and doing your thing, having a good old time, listening to music, singing, dancing, prancing around, drawing, art, taking pics and photos and everything? Okay? Or did you start finding depression when you start worrying about the likes of them photos? Okay, hello? The friends that follow you, the family that's gonna judge you for living your life. Is that when depression set in? Because it seemed like you was all right when you was minding your own business. It seemed like you was all right when you was just on social media and taking pictures of yourself, okay, and making videos and all that stuff. It seemed like you was all right when you was drawing and when you was singing and when you was watching your favorite TV show. But then it seems like you start becoming stressed and a little shaken and a little torn when you start minding other people's business and start worrying about what other people are doing, okay? It seems like you start feeling what other people is feeling because you was in some business that wasn't even your business. Now, if they make it your business, then you got to find out, how can I keep my that's rule number four, okay? Learn how to keep your power and know your worth and shine your light without dimming it, okay? Because a lot of the times we dim our light to make other people's feels better, and we think it's right, but it's wrong, because you are dimming yourself, you are dimming your greatness, you are dimming your dreams, you are dimming your life. And we don't like when people don't like us, are jealous of us, mad at us, angry at us, but you're going to have to allow them to do what they need to do, because their life and what they're going through is their problem and what they have to fix. You have your own stuff to worry about. You have your own power that you need to hone in. You have your own light that you need to shine, because you have your own mind, your own dreams, your own goals. There's things you want to do in this life that you have found yourself not being able to do because you're not standing in your power. You're not standing in your worth, and you're not shining your light. You are dimming yourself, making yourself small for people who don't even have more than you most of the time. Okay? That don't know you most of the time, that don't even like you, and that do not affect your life in any kind of way. Too busy pleasing others that you dim who you are. And then you wonder why it's taking so long to get to a destination that you should have been years ago. But I am going to tell you that number five is trust, because everything is in divine timing. You know what you know when you need to know it, and you learn what you learn when you need to learn it, and you receive what you need to receive when you need to receive it. It's okay. Okay. But don't close off your ears when you can't listen and say, maybe that's something I need to change. And when that saying in your head comes in saying, maybe that's something I need to change, why don't you start changing it? Because it's telling you that for a reason. Know your power, know your worth, shine your light, listen to yourself, love yourself, okay? Stay out of other people's business, okay? And trust. That means even trusting yourself. When you hear somebody say, you know, I'm tired of being poor and I did this and this and that, and you say, maybe I should try that. Well, try it. And if you fail, that's okay, because you're going to learn something. Believe me, I've done it. I do it. I live it. All this, everything I'm giving you right now is what I live. It's what I go by. This is my truth. Okay? This is how I maneuver now. Will it grow and will it change? Will it expand? Yes, it can. Okay? And I am a limited being in a human body. I am the God that's in the flesh, so I can allow with that to grow and expand and change. Because in life, one thing you can't expect is change. But one thing about life is the foundation and the laws of this universe, the laws of this world, the laws of the way everything moves in this world stays the same. And if you're smart, you'll open your eyes and listen and pay attention and put that stuff in effect in your life so that you can change your life, so that you can hone your power. Okay, it may took me a long time to hone my power, and even then, there's always work to do. There's always growing to do. There's constant learning to do, because you ain't gonna stop. It don't end. Okay, how can infinite beings have an ending for real? The body may die, but the spirit lasts forever. The energy of your body may die, but and change form, because it never really dies. Like they say, energy doesn't die, just change form. So the energy of your body may leave this body and go to a different form, but it ain't gone, baby. Okay? So how can the infinite of you have an end? So sorry to tell you, there's always something you can learn and grow from. That's why I constantly learn all the time, every day, even through myself, through TV shows, to reality shows, to friends, to family, to neighbors, whether good or bad, happy, sad, loud or quiet, it don't matter. Constantly learning, constantly growing, constantly becoming, because that's all you really can do. And if you're not doing anything, if you're not doing that, I guarantee you feel like you ain't living. And I guarantee you, you ain't got to have all this material shit and all this money and everything to feel like you're living. If you're learning, if you're growing, you're living, because that's what life is about. Okay? Anyway, those are my 5 rules to life. Trust your gift. Love yourself. Mind your business. Stand in your power. Shine your light. And trust the process. And know that all things, especially you Christians, okay? All things work for your good. Okay? That Bible didn't say. Is that in the Bible for real? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? All things work for your good. I just know Christians say it all the time. And I say, you know what? All things do work for your good, because spiritual people say it all the time too. Motivational speakers say it all the time. It didn't say most things. It didn't say some things. It didn't say only those things. It said all things. Okay? So that means even when people do messed up stuff to you, girl, it can end up working for your good. And you know how it works? Okay, trust your gift, love yourself, mind your business, hone in your power, stand in your power, and shine your light, and trust the process, because all of that is going to make you learn and grow, even in the most horrible situations, okay? And I got some stories about some situations that was not good, and in the end, I learned something, because I chose, as the God I am in this body, to constantly learn from life. It don't mean I didn't cry. It don't mean I didn't get hurt. It don't mean I haven't came out bruised. It don't mean I ain't bruised up. Okay, doesn't mean my heart hasn't been scarred or broken or anything like that. But that's what's great about us, that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, that we are God having a human experience. Is that the same way we break ourselves, we can heal ourselves. They say once a heart broken, it can't be healed. No. If you believe that, it's true. But I would rather say even my broken heart can become whole again. But anyway, live the life you want to live. Because I can't live it for you. So do what you want to do. I'm just trying to give you the tools that I learned, and I'm giving it out freely because that's what I have in me. Like I always hear the greats say, you can't give what you don't have. So I'm giving you something that I have, and hopefully you take it in. If you do, great, fantastic. I hope it helps. If not, girl, keep on living. Okay? And I hope you find the rules that work for you. Okay? Your rules ain't got to be my rules. Okay? You living your own God life. You choosing what to think and say and what to be bothered by and everything every day. Okay? I used to think I couldn't choose to be what bothered me and everything. But boy, has life taught me what bothers you today. And even if it bothers you for years and years, if you choose not to let it bother you, choose that every time it bothers you and watch it stop bothering you. You are God in the flesh. Everything you want and need is right there in you. You ain't got to look to no neighbor. You ain't got to look to no friend. You ain't got to look to no family. You ain't got to look up to your bosses, supervisors, managers. You ain't got to look up to nobody but you. Ooh. And I'm grateful. And I'm grateful that I finally that I finally took in that lesson into my heart, mind, body, and soul. And that's what I'm going to live by until my last freaking breath, okay? All right? So don't let my tears and bad times or whatever fool you. Because in the end, I will win. Okay? Anyway, Lyric Lamour with Spiritual Shock. I hope you enjoyed this episode, okay? All right. You know what I'm saying? As I end most of my podcast episodes, not all, but most of them, when you are in your deathbed, you know what I'm saying? People in their deathbed ain't crying about what they did try, honey. They crying about what they didn't try. They wish they did try something to live their life a little bit better. So that showed me a long time ago that trying matters, okay? Trying matters. Okay. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. Tell a friend. Whether you catch this now or whether you catch this later or years from now, I hope that all my episodes, even the ones where I'm wilding out cussing and cussing you out in the spirit, I hope you realize that everything I do isn't, I don't mean no harm in everything. I'm just coming out with what I learn and what I see and what I know. And I try to come at it as love as best as I can, even in messed up, hateful situations. So it may seem kind of harsh sometimes, but it's always out of love, because love is who I am. You can believe it, you cannot. I don't care. I already know for myself, and that's all that matters. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you. Bye.